first episode of this brand new series where us chocolate lovers discuss all things chocolate. From its origins to its purpose, we hope you will enjoy this journey we're about to embark on, and hopefully you can learn something new. After all, the aim of this podcast is to essentially expand our knowledge and understanding of chocolate and give it the appreciation that it truly deserves. We will discuss how cacao earned its fame through spiritual, medicinal, and flavorful purposes. For the first episode, I think it's important to begin with discussing the background and origin of the story of the luxury food we all know and love today, and explore the journey it has been on throughout time. Did you know that chocolate dates all the way back to the 16th century? Common knowledge today is that the inventor of milk chocolate is Sir Hans Sloane, an Irishman from Killyleagh. Sloane was a physician for the English royal family and spent some time in Jamaica as a physician to the second Duke of Albemarle. During this time in Jamaica is when he was shown the frequent and abundant uses of cocoa by the indigenous communities. With the knowledge of cocoa that Sloane gained from these Jamaican locals, he brought this recipe back to England, where it was manufactured and at first sold by the apothecaries as a medicine. Eventually, in the 19th century, it was taken up by Messrs. Cadbury, who manufactured chocolate using Sloane's recipe. While Sloane had the idea to add milk instead of water to the chocolate drink, it was very likely that others in Mesoamerica previously had this idea too. However, due to the fact that he was the one who actually patented the recipe, he gained notoriety and is often thought of as a sole inventor. But should he really be given credit? I would argue that Hans Sloane is merely the courier of the recipe, and full credit should be given to Mesoamericans. Mesoamerica should be commonly thought of as the birthplace of chocolate. The story of cacao begins there. Early Mesoamerican people enjoyed its taste, but also thought of it as good for the body. In Aztec and Mayan chocolate preparation, cacao seeds are fermented, dried, roasted, winnowed, and grinded, and turned into a solid paste with cacao butter. They mix this paste with water and add the various extra ingredients to make the chocolate drink. Consumption of this chocolate for quite some time was limited to people of nobility, wealth, and importance. It was often consumed at weddings as a drink because it was known as a symbol of rulership, but also used as a currency throughout certain regions of Mesoamerica, given that it could be only grown in specific humid areas, and therefore became a valuable trade item between the communities. The botanic or scientific name of the cacao tree is known as Theobroma cacao, which translates to English as food of the gods. This accurately represents the fact that Maya people believed that chocolate was a gift sent directly by gods. Therefore, it should be considered as sacred and not to be used irresponsibly, or that would be considered a sin. This sacred tree begins the story of chocolate's journey. Trees like Theobroma cacao were believed to have transformative powers and acted as a symbol of a passage between souls and gods. Over time, it was inevitable that the role of chocolate lost its value as a gift from the gods, as it became more widely accessible and it was continued to be used by humans for human problems. We will come to find that chocolate and medicinal purposes have had a long relationship throughout history. But today, a lot of medical professionals still have different views and opinions on the benefits and drawbacks of chocolate on the human body. Although chocolate has been known to be pleasurable for quite some time, there was a period of history where medical professionals claimed chocolate to be purely medicinal. This was so they were able to independently prescribe it to patients and therefore make a profit from it. Maya and Aztecs took different parts of the cacao tree, such as the bark, seeds, and leaves, and used these parts to mix with other ingredients such as pepper, tobacco juice, chili, and honey, to name a few, to make them into medicines for human beings, and it was considered as medicinal for the majority of its history. Mesoamericans used chocolate as a remedy for a lot of disorders, physical and mental. To name a few examples, a drink made up of cacao seeds, bark, and leaves, flowers, herbs, and water, was given to people who had to stay focused. Chocolate mixed with the liquid from the bark of a silk cotton tree was drank by the Aztecs as a remedy for infections, and childhood diarrhea was treated with a prescription that used 5 cacao beans ground and blended with the root of a plant. Francisco Hernandez, who was a physician and a botanist, was one of the first people to connect chocolate to humoral medicine. The humoralism theory shows that the human body is made of 4 liquids: black bile, blood, yellow bile, and phlegm, which correspond to attributes of wet, dry, hot, and cold. Each humor shows certain properties that change the body's disposition, and when they become unbalanced, diseases occur. Hernandez argued that cacao was cold and dry, so it could help treat hot diseases like a fever. The Spanish arrived in Mesoamerica in the 1500s, which is when they first documented the chocolate they were introduced to, and in the 1600s, a Spanish physician called Antonio Colmenero de Ledesma wrote a piece of literature claiming that consuming the chocolate properly would help to balance these humors in our body, and therefore fight disease. He celebrated chocolate as it aligned perfectly with humoral theory, and as it worked amazingly in medicine. Due to this arrival of Spaniards to Latin America, the aforementioned change in the role of chocolate became more drastic. Cacao was introduced to Europe as both a beverage and with medicinal purposes, as chocolate had been a part of Maya and Aztec people's lives in both of these ways since the 1500s. It is still today widely investigated and reported that chocolate has many health benefits for humans. We don't have to look very far on the internet to find evidence and articles in support of this, and examples of how incorporating chocolate, mostly dark chocolate, into our diet in small ways can benefit our health. Due to its chemical composition, it had a big role as food for kings and warriors, as it made people experience short, happy moods, partly caused by caffeine. However, many people thought that chocolate was mysterious and thought it was the devil's work. But that wasn't surprising, as this was a common thought about New World substances at the time. Whilst it is a well-known fact that chocolate had these mood-changing chemical components within it, it also causes things like increased blood flow to the brain to give you more brain power, and it helps with the boosting of the body's immune response. Reasons like these are enough to convince me that I need more chocolate in my diet. Chocolate is considered one of the world's most beloved curatives, and now we know that it has been for centuries too. The main aim of this episode was to get to the bottom of the true founder of cacao and give proper credit to those who introduced this beautiful delicacy to our society all those years ago. Either as a medicine or a tasty treat, chocolate is present in our everyday lives, regardless of where we live, and it undoubtedly is one of the most significant legacies of the pre-Hispanic culture to the world. And they should be recognized worldwide for their role in the development of the role of chocolate. From the role as a drink from God, to a healing method, to the luxury food we primarily know it as today. Overall, I think it is fair to say that unless chocolate is consumed excessively, we should look at it as a staple part of our diet. That's what I like to tell myself anyway. Thanks for listening.